This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India summoned Pakistan's top diplomat Saad Ahmed Varaich and handed over the persona non grata note for its military diplomats. According to sources, the top diplomat was summoned last night. The development came following India's several strong measures against Pakistan in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. The Cabinet Committee on Security reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence last evening and directed all forces to maintain high vigil. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed the decisions during the meeting.
The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. The integrated checkpost Atari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025.
The Foreign Secretary said that Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme, SVES, visas.
Any SVES visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVES visa has 48 hours to leave India. The defence, military, naval and air advisors in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi are declared persona non grata. They have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own defence, navy and air advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad.
Meanwhile, the government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today. Sources said the meeting will take place at Parliament House complex at 6 in the evening. In Jammu and Kashmir, based on specific intelligence, a joint operation with the Jammu and Kashmir police was launched today in Basantgarh of Udhampur district. Contact was established and a fierce firefight ensued. One soldier sustained grievous injuries in the initial exchange and later succumbed. The operation is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today and participate in a program at Madhubani, marking the National Panchayati Raj Day. The Prime Minister will also address Gram Sabhas nationwide from Madhubani and inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. This year, the National Panchayati Raj Day is being observed as a major national program through a whole-of-government approach involving participation of 6 union ministries. On the occasion, the Prime Minister would also confer special category National Panchayati Awards 2025 in different categories. In the evening, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the largest international steel event, India Steel 2025, at the Bombay Exhibition Centre in Mumbai through video conferencing. He will also address the event. The three-day international exhibition and conference will bring together leading stakeholders from across the global steel value chain to discuss the future trajectory of the sector. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of prolonging the war with Russia and harming peace negotiations. He said this after Mr. Zelensky said that Kyiv would not recognize Russian control of Crimea. In a social media post, Mr. Trump claimed that a deal to end the war was very close, but Mr. Zelensky's refusal to accept U.S. terms will do nothing but prolong the conflict. Meanwhile, at least 2 people have been killed and 54 injured, including children, in an overnight Russian missile and drone attack on the Ukraine capital Kyiv. According to media reports, falling drone wreckage triggered a number of fires in the city, and there are fears that several people may be trapped under the rubble of a destroyed residential building. Blasts were also reported in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. Indian chess grandmaster Koneru Hampi has won the Pune FIDE Women's Grand Prix yesterday. Hampi won the final round with white pieces against Bulgarian international master Nurgul Salimova by a score of 7-9 points. Chinese grandmaster Zhu Yiner also won her final round game against Russian international master Polina Shuvalova with the black pieces and scored 7-9 points. But she was placed second as per tie breaks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.